Some of the dirtiest secrets of South African politics and policing are being laid before the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry and Parliament's Ad Hoc Committee. We speak to Action Society's Yonita DiPrio, who's been keeping a close watch on the proceedings.
Cody from Paul has sold multiple vehicles to WeBuy Cars. Suspicious?
I think so.
Is that a crime?
No. Where are you getting the cars?
I buy them and I sell them at the spot like a normal person.
Okay.
No, man, I'm just an accounting student. I know a good deal when I see one.
That's Excel. Meant. What's more stressful, tax season or selling a car at WeBuy Cars?
Tax season, obviously.
WeBuy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Welcome, Yonita.
Hi, Chris, and thank you for the opportunity again.
It's always lovely speaking to you. Let's start with the Matlanga Commission having to halt the way the highly sensitive witness X was giving testimony, as it could have endangered that person's life.
Yes, that's very interesting. I think it's obviously everybody's now wondering, who is it? And there's obviously speculation going around, people saying it might be, it was already said there that it was somebody who was high up and who is in politics and so on. So there are many people who fit the bill, but I still don't know who it is. But it's very interesting that we should make sure. I think the last time we spoke, we said how important it is to protect the whistleblowers and somebody who's important in this investigation. So yes, if they were, if their lives, or yes, if their life was in danger, then yes, we should definitely look into that. I saw that they are now taking new steps to make sure, or maybe approach it in a different way. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It seemed that a technical glitch could have led to the voice identifying the person somehow, and that they now will have to do it via statement being read by somebody else to protect the person. Well, I certainly hope it's not too late and that the person has not already been identified, Yonita.
I mean, by the wrong people.
Well, quite. Now, that same witness shared WhatsApp messages between tender tycoon Kat Matlala and very, very prominent people.
Yes, prominent. And wasn't there somebody implicated by the name of Makwanazi as well there? Yeah, it certainly is interesting, and it just shows how it's getting wider and wider and wider. Like we've been saying from the start, we don't know how wide this goes, but we suspect there are many people involved. This is not just 10 people somewhere who ran everything. The tentacles went so far and wide. And that's good. Let's see who is implicated. But let's also see the evidence and prove that the evidence is true and authentic before we make the decisions.
Was that a Lieutenant Makwanazi? I think what was also really interesting was that Kat shared a highly confidential document in which President Cyril Ramaphosa appears to have 3 different ID numbers.
I did not see that one, but it's very interesting. But why does he have access to the president's ID number? Talk about ID theft. Probably not going to get away with it, but I mean, it could be because it could be used on various documents and to prove various things. I just wonder how much power did they have, and how many, I'm just saying there's one person, but there's obviously a lot of them. It feels like they could just do this and things fell into place like they wanted to. And they had so much power over so many people. It's very interesting.
What have you made of how President Ramaphosa is framing his links by previous marriage, of course, to Tembisa Hospital looting kingpin, Hangwani Maumela?
That is interesting. And just the amount of wealth that guy accumulated, it was crazy to see somebody lives like that. It is interesting that he says, the president says, no, I don't have any links to him. But everybody is so linked, and it's part of your family, even if it is by marriage, and even if it is a previous marriage. It just seems strange that you are completely cut off. And why did this guy have so much power if he didn't have a lot of protection? So it makes you think that that the president really has his finger involved somewhere. I don't know what to think, but obviously we've seen other places where the president is implicated, or maybe people think, we think of the couch story and so on. And I just don't think people believe him anymore. So he can try and say whatever he wants to. I think his trust in the public eye is already tainted so much. People don't respect him, don't think he's got a backbone, and now think he's a liar about many things.
Judging by the comments on social media, even when he is speaking the truth, people don't want to believe him because they have felt that he's never been held accountable and that he doesn't hold accountable those they feel should be held accountable.
100%. I think that's what the backbone. It's every time, it's everything is set up. You just put your stamp on it, President, and then nothing happens, and nothing happens to him. Also, he's not trustworthy anymore.
I mean, for a long time, this has been brewing, that there is this inaction in the African National Congress because everybody has dirt on everybody else and nobody can really make the kind of moves they're supposed to make. And I think from the testimony that we've heard thus far, it's beginning to make sense.
I used to say to people that when they were upset with Ramaphosa not doing it, I was said, well, you have to understand that he doesn't act on his own. He doesn't have that power to make decisions on his own. If he does that, he will be out of the ANC. And like you said, who's got what on who? It's almost sickening that people can have so much against another person that they can actually ruin a whole country because of those secrets. The people we put in those positions of trust should be clean. They should not have pasts, dealings, and stuff that can be held over them to get to a certain point. It's very disappointing to, but then you think other countries, you see presidents, prime ministers, you see heads of state, almost all of them have skeletons in the closet. It almost feels like we cannot, and I want to laugh when I say this, we cannot trust politicians, but it's not a new thought. But it feels like there's just more evidence coming out that we really should not be putting these people in positions of power. And but then how, what do we do then? Who should be the template person to be leading a country, because it shouldn't be politicians, because it doesn't seem like there are any good politicians anywhere in the world. They're just all there for themselves.
Now let's go to suspended Deputy National Deputy Commissioner Shadrach Sabia. He has had ambitions to be the National Commissioner, but judging by the way his testimony was received by the public, at least at the ad hoc committee, he didn't make a good impression. What did you think?
Yeah, unfortunately, again, you have to think of, is he still playing the role or the playing the game so that he can move into a position that he wants to, and he's trying to cover himself. Almost for everything I want to say, we don't know who is speaking the truth and who is playing a game and trying to put chess pieces in place so that they in future can make it a move. But yeah, it's very difficult to say. But continue saying, let's see the evidence and let's see the authentic evidence, and then we can make decisions, because the evidence will be the only thing. There's a lot of things being said now, but you can't just go on what somebody says and allegations that are made. We need to see the proof.
I was expecting a far stronger performance from him, considering what had been alleged about him.
Yeah, that it is very strange. It is. I don't know why. Is he playing a bit safe? Is he covering? I don't know. It's very difficult to understand exactly why he is acting that way. And I don't mean acting. Why his demeanor was like that.
Well, we haven't spoken since that raid on his house. What an astonishing place. It went on forever. Did you watch that?
It was trending everywhere. and who was it also that I was trying to say that, was it the ex or the minister on leave who said that everybody is now targeting him and there's factions, in, the police is turning against each other? It happened around the same time. And I was just thinking, well, if this is the situation that we are in, did you expect the police not to turn against each other? Because everybody is turning, in the top is turning against each other. Now they have, should we trust this guy? Should we act on this guy? I think it is very confusing for police officers. And some of them, it seems, acting on their own. We're in a very strange time, and I hope that it doesn't affect the normal safety, the day-to-day safety, even more than it should for South Africans. It's if we can be safe in our houses, then the little theater can continue and we'll get the answers. But somewhere we need policing to continue. We can't just halt that. It's so interesting that he said that they're coming for me and everybody is turning on each other, because could you expect anything less?
Well, following former minister Senzo Mutyuru's being put on special leave, even though people did want him to be suspended. Firstly, he seemed to be campaigning for the African National Congress. Then he got angry with the African National Congress and basically insinuated that they were on a cliff about to fall into the abyss. And now he's gunning for the police. He seems to be feeling very insecure, and his testimony is coming up.
Yes, I think that will be very interesting I hope that he speaks straight. That he, in my heart, I'm still hoping that he is not really involved, because we put him in such a position of power and trust. And I don't know why I have this feeling that It's maybe because I had a very different opinion of him before all of this came out. And I somewhere still want to believe that he is the guy that I thought he was. So I am looking forward to his testimony and what comes from that. But again, I want to see proof of everything that he is saying.
But like you had said previously, after the former police minister, anybody would have been an improvement, or anybody would have given the country hope. So he moved into, meanwhile, people are very concerned for the health of Crime Intelligence Chief General Dumisani Khumalo. There is still speculation that he might have been poisoned to halt his evidence at the Matango Commission. Have you heard anything more?
I haven't yet. And sitting on tethers to find out if there is anything more suspicious about it, because it was just when he started saying things and so on and got into the really nitty gritty. It was a very strange time, or a very suspicious time for him to get sick. And I hope it's just a case of it's something wrong, or a stress of what is going on, or something like that. But you can't put aside that it was very interesting time to happen.
Are such dirty games being played behind the scenes? I mean, somebody was just saying to me the other day, there are no sides, only players, and that we would be surprised to know that certain people who put themselves out to be the good guys are in fact deeply embedded in the criminal underworld and are trying to take out the competition. So I'm sure you are fully aware of these undercurrents.
Definitely. And I think even if people don't know the connections and so on, it is easy to see that it is now every man for himself, or women. But I think we said the previous time, you just cannot trust the person next to you anymore, because if they have less to lose than you, then you're going to throw them under the bus if you're a criminal. So, yeah, it's everyone for themselves. And I think, like I said also in a previous interview, is I hope that we see the whole nest open, that everything comes out. But I'm not sure if we are going to see that, and if we're just going to see things relevant to this specific commission and investigation at the moment. There's definitely a yearning under South Africans, under normal people, to just get corruption over and done with, because we cannot continue like this. And if you're going to start pulling that string and really start pulling it, then I think we are going to see very interesting things.
Well, I've realized that there's more than two sides, and there's several sides. And then I've got one side in this ear and another side in this ear. And somebody will be saying to me, and I'm sure the same happens to you, this is a good guy. He's a good guy, really. And then somebody else will come with information on that good guy and say to me, well, you know, he's the darling. He's the godfather, the fairy godfather of the underworld in this particular city. And every Friday, every Friday when his luxury car goes for a valet, an envelope is left, you know, in the door. So one gets it from all sides, and it would be incredible if we could just get to the truth.
But also, coming now, you start doubting the person who said to you, because it is somebody that you believe, know, and they speak the truth, and now you start doubting them, because did they give you the wrong information, or did they also receive the wrong information, or did they misjudge the whole situation? And I think this is exactly what is happening under the people involved and implicated, and in the police service now, because it feels like you could have worked with a person for such a long time and not have been aware of their connections and what they are doing after hours, because it's so done so stealthily and so sneakily. That's why I say, let's pull the string and let's hope everything comes out. But I don't know if it is. It's too wide. It's going to be many different commissions and investigations.
I mean, there are billions and billions at stake here. And the future, lives outside prison walls for many people. So is it any wonder that this war is being played out in the media the way it's being played out now?
Not at all. It is exactly what we should expect, because there is so much money involved. I'm just reading through the Papita Diokaran story now, and we obviously know what happened and so on, but just to read that those amounts mentioned, it's so much money. And and this is what's happened. This is just an example of how it happened, but I'm sure it is happening in many different places. And it is so incredible to think that people walked away with that money and it's gone. And for this case, for Babita, it was for a hospital. It was for healthcare. And people didn't even care that they are living. It's to buy another sports car. You are taking money away from somebody, and they're going to die because there is not the funding for them. It's people who just don't have a conscience. It's just about them. And it's infuriating, but it's also so sad for the people who are at the bottom of the ladder, because you're not connected enough, so nobody cares.
I just want to go back. You put it so chillingly that a country is being ruined because people have to keep each other's secrets.
I think that is, and we will only see how much ruin actually happened and is still going to happen after everything comes out, after the secrets come out, if all of them come out. It is really, that's to just put it so simply, it's just because people have secrets on each other and they had secret dealings and they were just thinking of themselves and how their lives can be better. And also, where do you draw the line? How much money is enough money? Why do you have to steal billions? How many sports cars do you need? How many houses do you need? How much stuff do you need to put on for it to be enough? I don't think for a person in that situation, it's never going to be enough. And they're just going to continue doing that. So which brings us back to what Action Society has always been saying. Let's do lifestyle audits for people in power. Because if you start seeing, why is this guy driving something that doesn't go with his salary, did he inherit something? Is there a plausible reason why? Otherwise, it's very clear that something is not happening as it should. Something is not right.
Well, yeah, I see some media very upset because General Makwanazi had called for lifestyle audits on some journalists as well. Now, personally, I don't have a problem with that. So if we as journalists want to call for lifestyle audits of politicians and other people, isn't it hypocrisy to say, well, but you can't do my lifestyle audit?
I saw that too. And I was like, well, why are you making such a big thing about it? Because I agree. And the media is so powerful. You have the eyes and ears of South Africans, so you can sway the beliefs of people. So how it's easy to get paid and then plant the wrong seed somewhere. So why not have them audited? And I totally agree. If you want to. Journalists are not above other people. They maybe just know more things because of the job. But then the same rules should apply, especially because it's such an important position that you are in.
Well, quite. And people say this is an attack on freedom of speech. It's not. It's not. It's making sure that the freedom of speech you're using, you are not abusing. And I think that there are some journalists who are worried that their connections to intelligence services or other people will be exposed. So they don't want those lifestyle audits. And it's not fair, in my opinion, on the public if to call on lifestyle audits on other people, but you will refuse to have it done to yourself.
Because then are you saying, well, I you just have to believe that I'm above board because I'm a journalist. Then we can believe the same thing from the police. Well, you just need to believe I'm above board because I'm a police officer. It doesn't make sense. If you can put the sentence in any way you want to, it the same rule should apply. Yeah, definitely. And I think the people who reacted so strongly about that, maybe we should really look into them. Why did they react so strongly?
I mean, considering how little journalists earn, why should we be worried? You know, please come have a look.
You can see if there is a journalist with a lot of money, then you should be concerned because they do not earn a lot of money. And they're doing such an important job, really.
Thank you. That was Yonita Dupree of Action Society speaking to BizNews. I'm Christine.